You are listening to the Effective Statistician Podcast, the at least weekly podcast with Alexander Schacht and Benjamin Pieske, designed to help you reach your potential, lead great science, and serve patients while having a great work-life balance. Today we talk about the difference in exploration and explanation when it comes to data visualizations. So stay tuned. And now some music. We have this awesome conference coming up in November. We will run our third conference of the Effective Statistician. And this will be an outstanding event because you can contribute as well. You can create a session, 60, 90 minutes, together with your colleagues and friends that are all interested in the same topic. Or you can submit an abstract for 18-minute presentation where you talk about the things that you feel you should share with your community. Or you can also have a poster, and we have a great virtual networking space where you can actually present your poster and interact like as it would be a face-to-face poster session. So check out the homepage. By the way, we have a new one, theeffectivestatistician.com, and there you can find in the menu at the right, at the top, this burger bar, how it's called, and check out there the conference page. We'll also link to it in the show notes. And by the way, everybody that is submitting gets free access to the complete conference with all recordings and everything. Yeah. If you want to not submit something, but you still want to participate, then check out the homepage really fast, because the super early bird rate expires end of May 2024. So just go there, get see all the stuff that you want right now, and if you later submit an abstract, you can get all the money back. I'm producing this podcast in association with PSI, a community dedicated to leading and promoting the use of statistics within the healthcare industry for the benefit of patients. Join PSI today to further develop your statistical capabilities with access to the ever-growing video-on-demand content library, free registration to all PSI webinars, and much, much more. Head over to the PSI website at psiweb.org to learn more about PSI activities and become a PSI member today. Welcome to a new episode of The Effective Statistician, and today we will talk about data visualization, which is a really, really great topic. As I talked about this in lots of episodes already on the podcast. By the way, we have these nice new playlists on different topics. And if you want to learn more about them, just check out theeffectivestatistician.com, where you will find them very, very easily. So today I want to talk about two very, very different things in terms of data visualization that people very often confuse, or that they are not clear about it. And that leads to lots of confusion, misunderstandings, and these kind of different things. And these two concepts are explain versus explore. So data visualizations can help you to explain data. So that means that you already have a story there, you already have an understanding of what you want to say about the message, and you know the audience and the circumstances, and then you can tailor your data visualization to this specific audience for these specific purposes. So for example, this could be a figure that you include in your clinical trial report so that regulators can understand it, and you get basically approval based on these figures. Another thing could be you have a poster and you have a figure on the poster, and there it is, needs to be self-explanatory, it needs to be pretty fast to understand because people won't take a lot of time looking at the poster, and you want to probably have it for a specific audience that usually attends this conference and the audience you are interested in. A completely different thing are exploratory data visualizations. Exploratory data visualizations serve you to understand, well, explore the data rather than to explain the data. For exploratory data visualizations, these four examples are tools like Spotfire or Shiny apps, these kind of things that help you to dive into the data, to see patterns, to check data, to actually find the stories that you then want to communicate about or drive certain actions from. So whenever I talk to data about data visualizations to people, there's very, very often either focus just on one or the other, and that leads to a lot of problems. Now, I want to go through a couple of different major differences between these explaining and exploring type of data visualizations. The first is in terms of how you design these. So if you have a tool that explores data, then very, very often you will have something like a standardized way of looking into the data, and the tool stays the same and you exchange the data. So for example, you might want to have something that looks into the safety data of a specific study. And then you look into this again and again over the time of the study, the more data you get in, or maybe it's across a complete compound with multiple studies, and you get more and more data, and you look into this with the same tool again and again. Maybe you can even do that across different compounds or studies and have then more or less the same tool. So you have a standardized design and then you change the data. With customized high quality explaining data visualizations, that is very different. There you customize your data visualization to specific data, to a specific audience, to a specific purpose, to a specific message. So a really good data visualization will be different whether you put it in a report or whether you put it on a poster or use it as slides that you present and talk to. It will look different whether you show it to your CEO or whether you show it to your internal colleagues or to treating physicians or to key opinion leaders. It will always kind of adjust to the different audiences. So you have a lot of customizations here, because in this customization lies the efficacy of this data visualization, whether it achieves its goal or whether it doesn't achieve the goal. Goals are also very, very different, and we will talk about this in a minute. The next point that is very different is the design. So these exploratory data visualizations usually have a very, very technical lookout, because you yourself or your team or colleagues will work with that. So it might actually have the actual variable names in there. So the, what you get from the Atom data sets, things like that, so that you can easily identify and go back to the programs. You will never have that in a data visualization that you show at a conference. You also very often have it like just from a design, from a look and feel. It will look very, very technical because you will probably not spend a lot of time in looking exactly what kind of figures, colors you have, kind of maybe you have many more colors because it needs to adapt to kind of different settings of the variables and different settings of the data. In a customized high-quality explaining data visualization, there you will have something that looks very attractive, super professional, like it was done by really good designers. It will have very, very clearly discussed and identified colors, whether that is for a certain branding and these kind of things. It will just look much more beautiful. And sometimes in this beauty, there's even some function in it. Yeah, it needs to be attractive. People may want to have a look at it because it looks really, really nice. So it attracts people to stop at a booth and actually look at it. Or just not, you know, really look at the poster and spend more time, or not just scroll over it in your mobile phone, but actually stop scrolling and having a look. All these kind of different things can be triggers for creating something that is attractive and very, very appealing. Of course, another difference, and you have probably noticed this of already, is very often the audience for these explanatory and exploratory data visualizations. Whereas when we talk about exploratory data visualizations, these are usually scientists, you, your colleagues, your team, yeah, experts that work with the data. When we think about explaining, these are usually very, very different audiences, very often less scientific or less knowledgeable about the data. These can be upper management, external audiences, but also including regulators and payers. Yeah, so people that are not directly touching the data itself. Another difference is how you interact here with the different data visualizations. So if you have exploratory tool, then of course you want to interact with it quite a lot. You will have all kinds of different features to work with the data and spend a lot of time with the data. This is also possible for explanatory data visualizations, but it is usually much more limited. Where, and that is the next difference, we have for tasks, yeah, for exploratory data visualizations, we talk about filtering, searching, selecting, combining, all kind of different things, maybe even analyzing, you know, summarizing, these kind of things with exploratory data visualization. With explanatory data visualizations, we often have no interaction, yes, just to view it. Maybe there's some scrolling of a hover over functionality, yeah, but it is usually very, very limited because you want to tell a very, very specific story. And then it doesn't make a lot of sense usually to have a lot of interactions with the data visualization. The next thing that is related to this task and the audience is how many time people actually work with this data visualization. If you think about an exploratory data visualization, people work minutes, hours, maybe even days with the same data visualization. With explaining data visualizations, it's more kind of 1 minute and less. Yeah. So how long will people look at a figure in a manuscript or a report? Yeah, maybe a little bit longer, but usually you measure that in seconds and not in minutes or hours. Another interesting aspect is how you improve these kind of data visualizations over time. With the exploratory data visualization, because you usually use it again and again and again and again, you can actually improve it. And because you use it yourself or people that you know use it, you can build in feedback loops and customize it, add to it, delete certain aspects that are not helpful, all these kind of different things. Whereas SET is much harder with explanatory data visualizations, because in these settings, you will often not exactly know who is looking into this. Another big difference, and that is something that people that focus only on the exploratory side very often get wrong, is the external impact. The external impact for these exploratory data visualizations is usually close to zero. None, nada. The external impact of these explanatory data visualizations used at advisory boards, used in conferences, in publications, in promotional material, all these kind of other areas can be huge. It works on a very, very different level. It reaches far more people, as we talked about. And it can make a huge impact in terms of how maybe your compound, your study separates from others. I've seen that for myself, where we created a very, very specific, very innovative way of showing how patients improve over time and actually including individual patient level data. And that was so impressive that people really loved it and first time really understood the variability between patients and within patients over time. They first had a really understanding of how different levels of response related to each other, how baseline data was related to follow-up data, how whether all patients more or less behaved the same or whether there were very, very big differences or subgroups of patients. All that was with this new data visualization. And we got lots of very, very good feedback from clients. And I think the best feedback was that the competition actually copied it. So they obviously saw the value as well. Another topic that I want to mention is usually there's a difference in terms of what software you use to produce it. So if you think about exploratory data visualizations, you will also think about interactive dashboards like Shiny tools or Spotfire or other software. Of course, there are certain things you can do with both software, yeah, but usually nowadays you will look into something like Shiny or Spotfire. For the explanatory things, yeah, you know what is probably the tool that is most often used is Excel. Because most often these data visualizations are actually produced by people outside of stats. Statisticians will probably more go to SAS or especially to R with its really, really nice data visualization capabilities. Jump is another tool that maybe more people in other areas work to explore the data. Finally, a big separation between these two things is how you create these data visualizations. The exploratory data visualizations, there you are your own audience or your colleagues, and you will create and design it having your own needs or those of your colleagues in mind. And you don't need any further inputs here. This is very different to explanatory data visualization, where you are not the audience. You're not part of the audience. In order to understand what the audience really needs, you actually need to talk to them, or at least a sample of them. So you need to co-create the data visualization together with the audience. You need to get feedback about it. This great data visualization that I talked about, we had lots of checks about with the audience. Should the scatter plot, which was animated, move up or should it move down? What kind of colors should be in there? How we design it, where we order it, which kind of data we prune out because it's not so necessarily. These are more kind of the extreme cases. Lots of different things we talked about with the audience to make it fit for the audience. And so you need to co-create. You need to spend a lot of time talking with the audience and listening to the audience and showing them different versions of it so that they can give you feedback. Co-creation is really, really important for any really good, high-quality data visualization. Of course, you also have co-creation for the exploratory things, because, well, you do it with yourself, so you co-create with yourself or your colleagues. But there, kind of the feedback loop is a very, very different one. So in summary, there are many different aspects that there's a huge difference between explanatory and exploratory. Design, standardized, technical, customized, the different audiences, the interaction, the different tasks, the time you interact with the data visualization or you consume the data visualization, how you improve it over time, how you create it. The external impact is vastly different. So understand where you can use one or the other. You will need both, and you need to understand where you can use both. In the next episode, I will go through a couple of different use cases that will help you to better understand where you can all use exploratory data visualization. And I'm pretty sure there will be some in it that you haven't not thought about and where you can create more value for your organization. By the way, we have a new course, especially about data visualization. So if you're interested in this topic, then check out the show notes and have a look into our data visualization course. This show was created in association with PSI. If you have not yet registered for the conference, please do that now. You can register either for just the free stuff or for the whole stuff. And if you register for everything, then the timeline is end of May, where the first early bird, the super early bird rate expires. So act now. Thanks to Rain and her team at VVS who help with the show in the background, and thank you for listening. Reach your potential, lead great science, and serve patients. Just be an effective statistician.